here we are again with some strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Today we're going to talk about that peace that passes understanding. Stephen and Christina Rains are missionaries in Kenya, East Africa. I'm going to play a message and song that they are singing. By the way, if you want to get their music, if you go on to godlymusic.org, godlymusic.org, you can get their music and download it there free of charge. That's the way Christians are supposed to do things, not making... Well, anyway, let's not get into that. They're gonna sing a message and song for you. He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. Added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials, his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary. Store of endurance, when our strength has failed, ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, known unto man. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth. Giveth again, he giveth and giveth again.
The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Quite a few years ago, I was preaching in our church, and the evening service was near the ending, and I noticed my wife get up and leave, and obviously she was distressed. As soon as possible, I ended the service and went into the office, and she was in a chair there, literally shaking out of control. I put her in a car, and we went to the hospital very quickly, and the tests revealed that she had gangrene in her gallbladder. It was so serious that the nurse had to be at her bedside 24 hours a day because the medication that they were giving her was so strong that it could kill her. They wanted to be careful that she did not have a reaction. Well, she got better and was released from the hospital, but she had a relapse and had to go back in. They told me, they said, it doesn't look good. And if we are not going to win, she will lose color in her complexion. As a matter of fact, the next time I went to see her, she was green. I had to get to the Christian school that morning to get the school underway, and then as I was driving back to the hospital, I prayed, and I said, Lord, I'd really like to keep her, but I want you to know thy will be done. Whatever you want to do, it's okay with me. I had an unbelievable peace that came over me. It's called here in this portion of Scripture, a peace which passes understanding. When I got to her room, the bed was empty, it was all made up, and I knew what that meant. And I still had that peace that passes understanding. Well, I thought I knew what that meant. I thought it meant she was in the morgue, and I needed to figure out what I needed to do next. As I was leaving the room, the little bathroom door opened there on the room, and out came my wife, just total normal color. Well, about 3 years ago, my wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. They said you need to put her name on a list because it takes 2 years for her to get into long-term care. I said no. When I was 21 years old, I made a vow, and that vow was for better or for worse. We've had a lot of for better, and now I'll take the other part. I took care of her for about a year and a half, but it demanded 24-hour attention. Doctors were upset with me because I wouldn't put her on a list, because they're more concerned sometimes about the caregiver than they are for the person with the problem, because the caregiver, it can destroy him mentally, emotionally. Well, one day she came out and wanted me to help her put toothpaste on her toothbrush. And the problem with that was it wasn't a toothbrush, it was a razor blade. Well, that same day they called me again, have you reconsidered putting your wife on a list for long-term care? It takes 2 years. Well, I said, yeah, I'll be right over. And because it was necessary for her care that she be taken care of more than I could take care of her, I put her on that list. I've had 5 different medical people ask me, how are you handling this so well? Because, as I said, usually they're more concerned about the emotional state of the caregiver. How are you handling this so well? I said, I don't know. I don't know. The Bible says that you can have a peace that passes understanding, and I have it, and so I don't understand it, but I have it, but I can tell you how to get it. And so I've had tremendous opportunities in this last couple of years to present the gospel to people in the medical world that are amazed at the peace that I have. It passes their understanding, and it passes mine too. But I can tell you how to get it. Well, it didn't take 2 years. In 2 weeks, my wife was in, I think, the best long-term care facilities available in Ontario, maybe Canada. People have said to me, somebody is pulling the strings for you. I said, yeah, I know. I work for him. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength when the labors increase. To added affliction he addeth his mercy. To multiplied trials his multiplied peace. His love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power has no boundary, nor none to man. For out of his infinite giveth, and giveth again. When we have exhausted our store of endurance, when our strength has failed ere the day is half done, when we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving is only begun. His love has no limit, His grace has no measure, His power has no boundary, none unto man. For out of His infinite riches in Jesus, He giveth and giveth and giveth. Giveth and giveth.